Avery was 23 and the father of five in 1986 when he was sentenced to 32 years in prison for brutally beating a woman jogger on a Lake Michigan beach near Two Rivers, Wisconsin. But a DNA test conducted this week cleared him of the crime. The DNA samples matched those of another man already in prison for a similar crime committed after the Two Rivers attack. Attorney Keith Findlay of the Wisconsin Innocence Project, who helped exonerate Avery, says he hopes prosecutors and police learn from the mistakes they made.
When you convict the wrong person, when you focus on the wrong person and convict an innocent man, not only do you do a grave injustice to that man, but you do an injustice to public safety and to future victims. And here again, this man who was not prosecuted was thereby left free in the community, and he did in fact victimize other women.
Findlay is also calling on state officials to follow Canada's example in all cases where convictions are reversed.
They call a formal inquiry headed by government officials who get to the bottom of the case to find out what went wrong and come up with a list of specific reforms to correct that mistake, just as we would do if any other kind of catastrophe that we were to encounter as a society.
The only evidence against Avery was the eyewitness testimony of the victim, who picked him out of two different police lineups. The jury rejected the testimony of 16 witnesses who said he was with his family when the attack took place. The Wisconsin Innocence Project is working on the cases of 30 other prisoners who claim they were also falsely convicted. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.